It was spooky.
Someone was fishing.
And they found it.
It was white and had 3:45.
On the side.
It was cod-shaped.
A suspected bomb is discovered at Corby Boating Lake.
It was cod-shaped with a tail that moved.
It was the size of a jam jar.
Police in Corby say two packages found in the boating lake on Cottingham Road this morning by a fisherman contained some of the components which could potentially make up an explosive device.
This brand new play is based on a real event which took place in the town in March.
Further investigation showed the devices were not viable, but police say they would be looked at in more detail.
15-year-old Christina and 18-year-old Chim are taking part in the production.
It's about a young boy who is protesting about his nan going into care home. But then it like rumour spreads it's a bomb, so it's like this massive panic, but then it finds out that it's not.
There's people who are in denial, and there's people who strongly love Corby and wouldn't want a bomb, obviously, to destroy where they've been brought up and stuff. And then there's people who want to leave, people who are going on to university, people want to put down roots. So there's all sorts of characters that the audience can interact with.
The play has been devised by a group of 12 to 19-year-olds from across Corby. Lisa Byrne is the director.
We started off the devising process by looking at their personal experiences, and we initially started off an exercise about a moment that made their heartbeat faster, and out of this came some wonderful stories that we then started to delve into a little bit more and explore a little bit further. Came this wonderful story, well, I suppose it was wonderful to us, about this apparent bomb scare that happened at the Corby Boating Lake, which then became the centre of our piece. So surrounding all of this chaos are these kind of human stories underneath, which is wonderful to see it all come together now, finally.
And what are you trying to achieve by doing this? What do you hope the young people will get out of it?
It's an experience for them to work together with new people, to develop skills. It's all of those wonderful skills that we always bang on about in drama: confidence, teamwork, things that they can go on to transfer into different areas of their life in future.
Because I'm some kid, it's like no one listens.
Well, just because we're young, didn't you know we'd become invisible?
I can see that.
I've protested, I've made statements.
Why?
Because sometimes you just have to. I cut off all my hair, dyed it red and changed the way I spoke.
16-year-old Owen thinks it's great that they've got a brand new play set in Corby about Corby people.
It makes it really good because like you've got people from Corby coming to see it, and they know quite a lot of things that's happened in Corby, so it's like it's making them have an idea in their head.
The children's ideas have been crafted into a play by the professional writer Chris O'Connell. He sees similarities between Corby and his home city of Coventry.
It's about a town reinventing itself in many respects. I see Coventry has had to do that a lot, and I kind of feel there's a lot with Corby and a lot of the new builds that are going on. One of the members of staff here said to me that the chief exec in the council in Corby, you know, has really kind of gone for it, you know, and they're really sort of trying to push it. And I think it, you know, that kind of resonates with me because I think it's about you have to go forwards, you have to look forwards. And so what I'm interested in here is, the young people here wouldn't have known really the steel industry in any kind of way, and yet they're still part of that heritage, you know. So, but it's there forging the new identity as well, really.
It was the shape of a wind-up frog, green and slimy with bulgy eyes.
What?
The Edge is at the Core at Corby Cube at 7:30 tonight.
Bomb!
Of course it would.
That's why whoever planted it
did it.
If there ever was a bomb
in Corby, yeah, there was.